Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
The NFL would like you to believe that it's actually football season. It's not. Don't fall for the lies. Those are the lies of the enemy. They want you to believe that it's actually football season. Nope. It's baseball season, baby. And here we are just a few days away from officially labeling them the boys of summer. Yeah, summer starts next Wednesday, June 21st. I know many of you are already in summer solstice mode. You're already some summertime. And actually, it makes the weekends even more exciting. I say they're more full of anticipation when you can get outside and you can enjoy summer activities. I just planned my first beach day. And because I have no exciting... Sorry, Bob and Mom. Because I have no exciting summer travel plans, really. My biggest jaunt this summer will be to Houston in July. My mother is having foot surgery, so I will be spending some time with her and also visiting my significant other. But it's Houston in July, which means if I'm not in the pool, I'll be inside in the air condition. I love summer, but I don't love the humidity and the heat of Houston in the summertime. So to that end, I am asking you, please let me live vicariously through you. Otherwise, I'll be stuck with this yodeling pickle. It is a pickle, too. Here's my promise to you. I will prove to you that this pickle is yodeling in a video when the show is done. But for now, you're just going to have to take my word for it. I'm creative, but not yodeling pickle kind of creative. Anyway, let me live vicariously through you. Tell me, where are you going? What is your summer vacation destination? I've got friends who are going to North Carolina and Disney and everywhere that you can imagine. Some really cool places. I'm going to Houston. The things we do for love. But it's all right. I'm going to be happy about it. I'm going to be happy in the pool. I was telling Jay earlier, we were kind of stumbled upon the excuse with my mom's foot surgery. Oh, well, sorry, I can't stray too far from the house. I got to be here taking care of my mom and helping her in the pool. Yeah, poor mom. She's laid up for most of the summer, but is having the foot surgery done so that she can be ready to teach another year. I'm so proud of her and really impressed with her. So yes, I'm going to help her with her recovery from foot surgery. I hope that your summer plans take you to locales you've only previously dreamed of, and that you're able to check major trips and destinations off your bucket list. Now see, I can't complain too much because I did go to Arizona and hike the Grand Canyon, which was a major check mark on the bucket list. So yeah, that was awesome. That was in April. If you haven't seen my photos and heard my story yet, it's on my blog. And I can't complain because I did do the Grand Canyon in April. That was pretty sweet. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, now that we've finally crowned the champs in hoops and hockey, it's Some summertime, full speed ahead. What is your summer vacation destination? So again, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, and then on our Facebook page. Got some calls earlier, 855-212-4227. I feel like it was right on cue in Seattle last night. If you were looking for a reason to pay attention to baseball. Maybe you kind of put baseball on the back burner, or you just forgot all about the boys of summer while you were following the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs. Well, Jesus Sanchez wants you to know there are no hard feelings. Nah, he's going to put on a show the second you return. I'm going fireworks and sizzle just before we get to summer, just before July 4th. Here's the situation. Marlins are up 4-1 in the ninth inning, and Eugenio Sanchez gives a ball a ride with the bases loaded.
Now the next offering, swing and a drive, hit pretty deep right field. Sanchez going back at the wall. He leaps. He made the catch. He made the catch. He just robbed Suarez of a grand slam here in the bottom of the ninth inning. An unbelievable game-saving grab by Jesus Sanchez in right field. Oh, my goodness. He did it. He did it. He robbed him of a grand slam. Oh, my goodness. Jesus Sanchez just saved the night for the Marlins.
If you haven't seen it, it is jaw-dropping. Seriously, it's not only highlight reel, it's the type that you can go back and you can watch over and over again. So Eugenio Suarez gives this ball a ride. It looks like it's going to be a grand slam. It is going to be a grand slam until Jesus Sanchez goes up, times his leap perfectly. He goes and reaches back over, this is a great yoga move, reaches back over his head, over his shoulder, over the wall. Arm and wrist bend back as the ball lands in his glove. It was perfection. And so fireworks and a little bit of showing off as we get the boys of summer into the spotlight. The call there on Marlins radio. And there were plenty of other cool moments on the baseball diamond last night. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Texas Rangers get back-to-back home runs from Marcus Semien and Corey Seager, and they get by the Angels. That was a 1-1 tie when they hit the home runs in the seventh, so that was huge. And the Astros, same division, they are able to come up with their own fireworks in the ninth against the Washington, I almost said Commanders, oh dear. It's not football season. The Washington Nationals.
2-2. Ground ball off the hands to Abrams. Goes home with it. Gets the out there on the first. And it is dropped. It is dropped by Chavis. Abreu comes home. And Abreu scores to win it.
Davey Martinez is going to say
fireworks.
That Myers interfered with that throw at first base.
And that's a judgment call. That cannot be challenged. Michael Chavis couldn't hold on to the throw from the catcher, Ruiz, and the Astros walk it off 5-4.
That's the call from the Houston radio team. So Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, two of our favorites. Yes, definitely controversial. In fact, so controversial that David Martinez brings in a photo of Myers in the base path. Okay, so he's claiming interference, and he says Myers is in the base path, and he actually brings the still photo as his evidence to the post-game press conference, and he is livid over what he says is a missed obstruction call.
I can't do nothing about those umpires. I really can't. Like I said, they need to take a look at that and understand that he screwed that play up, and that's all I'm going to say about it. I'm done with it. There it is, right there. Take a good look at it. Is that on the line? I don't think so. I'm over this play. Seriously, they need to fix the rule. If this is what the umpires see, that he's running down the line, I'm tired of it. Fix it. We lost the game, and he had nothing to say about it because he can't make the right call. Brutal.
So Davey Martinez, and if you haven't seen the still photos, the video, it's out there. You can check it out on social media, but I'm looking at it right now. He is livid. And he brings the photo, and the still photo seems to show that there is interference. Now, sometimes a picture does speak a thousand words, and sometimes a still photo can be misleading. But if you watch the video, yeah, there's clearly a way where this could have been deemed interference, and Martinez was not going to take this one in a wild ninth inning without fighting back. So, yeah, he's claiming that there was interference and that Myers was running on the grass on his way to first, which should be against the rules. So you'll be hearing more about that on this Wednesday morning. I like a fired up Davey Martinez, though, I got to say. And he brings a photo. It's like show and tell to the post-game press conference.
Brutal.
Maybe that's Hall of Fame material. I like it. You're going to save it in our folder? Since it's summertime, almost, we can plan for another Hall of Fame induction pretty soon.
I'm over this play. Seriously.
Over it. Brutal. Fix it. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. I mean, I say that sometimes when Jay screws up. No. So I see, here's the thing.
Brutal.
Here's what you need to know about Jay. He's clever enough that when he screws up, he hides it by dumping the previous 30 seconds. So we have what's called a dump button. Most radio studios are equipped with a dump button. I have one myself, actually. I very rarely touch it, only one time. It freaked the producer out so much he couldn't figure out what happened that I had hit the dump button. But he was staring at me. I said to him, dump it, dump it. There was a caller who made some type of an asinine remark on the air. And I said to the producer, dump it, which is universal language for hit the button and drop it off the air, right? And he just stared at me. He was frozen in time. Also, he was a mess the whole week. Jay's never allowed to take vacation again. So I hit the dumb button, which then made the young chap even more flustered. So this is what Jay does. He's so good at the technical side of the show that when he makes a mistake, he'll take a pause, take a breath. Maybe he'll take a drink of his beverage. And then he'll hit the dump button so that no one ever knows that Jay made a mistake. But I keep asking him, when I make a mistake, why don't you also hit the dump button? And his response is,
I clean up when you ask me to.
I
also act like I do this often. I think it's happened like two or three times, maybe.
Oh, it's
four
happened
times,
more than
maybe.
That. Okay, four times. Keep going.
In how many shows?
Like, I would
it's not
say
too bad.
Double figure. Well, it's because you don't make that many mistakes. I just think it's humorous that when you do make a mistake, you just cover it up with your technical skills.
Like a pro.
Whereas when I make a mistake, you just look at me like it's funny, actually.
Well, I can't dump if it's because then if I dump it, it dumps the whole like 15 seconds and it wouldn't make sense.
Oh, interesting. It wouldn't make sense if
it's
you
a highlight
cover
or something, I can let it run for a second and then dump it. So then that's the technical side.
Right. I'm just saying, if you listen to the show, you would think Jay never makes a mistake because he is very adept at covering them up.
No, you could think that.
Not like Davey Martinez. Brutal. Fix it. That's what I tell Jay. When I make a mistake, fix it.
Brutal.
Anyways, if you're looking for brutal, segue. You ready for this? A Yankee stole home because the Mets pitcher wasn't looking. No joke. I mean, it's one thing to steal home if there's a throwing error, which technically, I guess, wouldn't be a steal. It's one thing to steal home if there's some kind of craziness happening on the base paths. Nah, this was just a pitcher not paying attention.
2-1 coming. Here he comes home. The throw is wild. He steals home. He steals home. Kanafalefa. He threw to the plate, really, did, but it went back to the screen. That's a steal. He was running. That's a steal. So Kanafalefa, tell you how important he is to the Yankees. He steals second, goes to third on the E2, and then steals home.
Loved it. Just gutsy play. Knew he, you know, was able to get off there quite a bit and then, took advantage of it. It was a great, great play by him.
Now, the reason Aaron Boone sounds so morose is because even after they stole home in the seventh, that's John Sterling on Yankees radio, and had a 3-1 lead, courtesy of a couple of Mets errors, they couldn't protect that lead. So this game was tied going into the 10th inning.
It's Escobar at second. The winning run with one out. The 0-1. Swinging a high drive. Hit deep right field. Bowers back to the track at the wall. It is off the wall. Escobar racing around third. Taking the turn. The cutoff throw from right center field is not in time. Escobar slides in safely. Nimmo at third base. He is mobbed. It is the Mets over the Yankees in extra innings.
Subway Series, Mets and Yankees. That's the call with the new playback. play-by-play voice of the New York Mets, Keith Rad. So, yeah, Yankees get the 3-1 lead in the seventh, but they can't protect it, and the Mets end up walking off. So they split this series, and honestly, if the Yankees wouldn't mind just looking big picture, the Mets were about to fall off a cliff. This was just their second win in the last 11 tries, so they desperately needed the walk-off.
It's huge, you know. It's a huge city or a huge series for this city, and a huge series for this fan base. And so, to be able to come through and, you know, be able to win this game tonight after, you know, tough loss last night, being able to not give in and when everybody else is counting you out, and just keep grinding, just keep showing up every day, and you know, working towards turning that around. And I think the guys that lead this team and all the veterans that we have just kept persevering, and we're going to keep pushing every single day.
Good game for an off day. Guys feel good about things. Been battling a lot of close games like that. To push through was big. Our bullpen, obviously, they have a really good bullpen. Our guys, you know, matched them for the most part.
So Buck Showalter actually was trending on Twitter last night, as in fire Buck. I don't know if that was referring to Isaiah Kiner-Falefa stealing home and Brooks Raley, who never looked at him, right? So the pitcher never looked. Maybe that falls on Buck, or maybe that was trending before they ended up with the walk-off. Here's the good news for the Mets. I know they still have a long way to go, and they faded in the NL East, but the big news is that Justin Verlander actually pitched 6 innings. Now, he had a high pitch count, so he only lasted through 6. 3 hits and only a single run. So it was a big deal. They needed the win. He didn't factor in the decision. Neither did Gerrit Cole. But kind of cool to see those two guys actually throw a pitcher's duel at Citi Field.
I actually gave him a little hat tip before the game when we were warming up, just out of respect. And I've enjoyed watching Gerrit from afar. It was fun to pitch against him.
As I was driving into Manhattan for our show, since we're located at CBS Sports Radio in Lower Manhattan, I was listening to the post game of the Yankees coverage, and I heard Justin Verlander say, oh, no, I'm sorry. I was listening to the Mets post game. See, they're both in New York. I had to figure out which one I was listening to. I was listening to the Mets post game, and I heard Verlander say on the news station, WCBS 880, that he never anticipated so many Yankees fans at Citi Field. He said that's the part that surprised him. He called it an electric atmosphere for his first Subway Series start, but that he didn't realize how loud and how populated the stadium would be with Yankees fans. So that's kind of interesting, but I would expect the same thing would be true when they're in the Bronx. So kind of cool for Justin Verlander. As for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, just stealing home, pretty sweet, but it didn't result in the dub.
Third baseman didn't acknowledge me, and I kind of timed it up. I just timed it up right before he made a move. I kind of already committed, and it just, the timing just worked out perfectly, and my instincts kind of just took over, and I was able to make a play right there. I just couldn't believe I did that in the big leagues, especially in this game. Wish the result today would have been different, but yeah, it was a kind of cool moment for myself. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's a tough loss, and we just got to go to Boston and you know, pick it up and start playing better baseball.
He says, I can't believe I actually did that in the big leagues. I mean, sure, when you play Little League or any type of youth baseball, high school, even on into the minors, you would expect that your speed would give you an advantage. But in the majors, he says, the third baseman didn't even check on me. The pitcher never looked my direction, so all right. And he got a great break. If you haven't seen the video, it's pretty impressive. Jay was blowing up my phone with angry emojis, if you will.
That was a bad. That was the low point of the season at the time.
Never looked at him at the time, right? Because it led to a 3-1 lead, though the Mets came back. One more, and this is actually, it's fun now that we know he's okay, though I can imagine Jesse Chavez has a bruise. He got drilled by a comebacker. Now, this is on his shin. Hit him on the shin.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Comebacker off the bat of Miguel Cabrera.
Things happen when you face a Hall of Famer and throw some things in the same place a couple of times. He can still hit the ball 100%. The hands and eyes are never going to leave him. That's incredible what he's done for the career and being able to be obviously on the wrong side of it today, but watching it from afar and being on some sides of it, it's been pretty nice to watch. Mm-hmm. Been pretty cool.
They had to help him off the field because he got smashed in the shin by the Cabrera comebacker. Can you imagine what that bruise looks like right now? Ooh, and how much of his leg it covers. Ow.
Shin's a rough spot.
Oh, it hurts so badly. It's akin to getting a bruise on your tailbone. It's nothing but bone, right? There's no real padding on your shin or your tailbone.
I never really thought of it like that.
It's awful. Yeah. It's exposed bone. Ugh. I mean, your butt is supposed to be there to protect your tailbone, but...
No, a straight shot to the tailbone.
Oh, stop it!
Hurts for days, 2 weeks even.
And I could... Whoa, months. I can speak to this because when I was in high school, this little fun story, my brother and I were always fighting. When I was in high school, we were going to Wyoming to go skiing and we had been fighting all day while we were traveling. And I was bending over the drawer where I was unpacking my clothing from the suitcase and putting it in a drawer. My brother knees me directly in the tailbone, as in his kneecap connects with my tailbone. I am not exaggerating when I tell you I could not sit down straight for 6 months. I had a cushion.
What?
Or I would like perch on one cheek. I could not sit down flush on my tailbone for 6 months without pain. It was the worst. Even my brother felt bad because,
I hope so.
Well, right. But like I said, we were fighting. We've been fighting all day. Even my brother felt terrible after that. I was in so much pain. Try skiing at Jackson Hole, Wyoming with a bruised tailbone. Oh, no, it was the worst. Even if it was powder, it was still even now I can feel the flashbacks.
Thinking about it, like
I have PTSD over a bruised tailbone, courtesy of my brother.
Sounds horrible.
It does. What are the chances that story comes up when my brother's family meets Bob next week? Remember, not remind him. I'm going to not remind him at all.
He might hear it.
Yeah, it's true. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence coming up. It feels like deja vu with the U.S. Open, where the talk is about Liv and the PGA again. But it starts this morning in L.A. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It's tough when it's, you know, it's a week before a major. I mean, I'm trying not to think about it as much as possible. I think it gets to a point where you want to have faith in management. And I want to have faith that this is the best thing for all of us. But it's clear that that's not the consensus, right? I think the general feeling is that a lot of people feel a bit of betrayal from management.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the voice of Jon Rahm. Jon Rahm, who won the Masters and is one of the best players in the world, and along with Rory McIlroy and others, speaking out about the way the PGA Liv merger was handled. And still, many of them will say, we don't have a lot of details. We don't know what this means for us moving forward. Although, I guess the idea is that it's more money in their pockets. And Rory grudgingly admitted that it is likely to be better for golf in the long run. But what they're still salty about, and I can understand, is that they were completely kept in the dark. So John Rahm calls it a betrayal by management. And now, and here's my theory, as they get set to tip off at the U.S. Open, tip off, as they, just too many weeks of NBA playoffs, as they get set to tee off at the U.S. Open in L.A. on Thursday, I feel like there are more golfers who feel free and emboldened enough to speak out and share their true feelings. They're not going to hold back. Management didn't have their back, so why are they going to stick together and sing Kumbaya again? They did that last year when a bunch of golfers departed for LIV. What did we hear from the remaining golfers, especially the guys like John and Rory and others who were among the tops in the world, Ryder Cup guys, right? They told us, no, the PGA Tour is where it's at. It's the history. It's everything that you could want. Why would you go anywhere else? Oh, just for the money. I mean, they stuck together. They had a golfers-only meeting with Rory and Tiger running point. They did that. Feel like they stood up for the PGA Tour and what it stands for and what it represents and their participation in it, only to have the PGA turn around and stab them in the back, blindside them. And so after all that, hey, you know what? Our loyalty wasn't rewarded, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to speak our minds. So yeah, Patrick Cantlay, hearing what John Rahm had to say about tour members feeling betrayed by the PGA, and he's doubling down.
I think it's totally understandable. I think any time that you're left in the dark on a decision that potentially affects you massively, that could easily make you upset. For me, I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to understand this deal as best I can, or understand what's going on as best I can. It seems really complicated, and so I don't want to get ahead of myself and form an opinion like that until I know all the facts and know what it's about. But I understand that emotion, and I think it's totally natural and understandable.
Agreed. I would feel the same way if I was in their shoes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So what was Patrick Cantlay's reaction initially?
I was at home in Jupiter, and I got told, I think like most of the other players on the policy board, you know, right before and the morning of, and I was obviously shocked, like I imagine most people.
You don't seem like you get shocked very often.
I try to predict what the future is, but I've been wrong about many things, and I was shocked. I was shocked at this.
Again, the same thing we're hearing over and over is that these golfers, A, were blindsided, B, were shocked, C, feel the emotion of being betrayed, like they were stabbed in the back or some version of that sentiment. And then they're just trying to figure it out. They don't know what this means. Cantlay says it's pretty complicated, or it seems pretty complicated. What does it mean for us? Well, and with Jay Monahan away for a medical emergency, it's convenient, I say. I'm sorry, that was rude. I take it back. Jay's nodding at me, like, take it back. Sorry, I care about his physical well-being, but he is away from the U.S. Open right now because he is physically indisposed, which means that he can't take the brunt of this from the golfers. I'm not going to say it.
It's convenient.
Okay, thank you, Jay. We'll say it. Jay believes that he has ESP, that he's clairvoyant, because one time he guessed what I was thinking.
Two times.
Two times you guessed what I was thinking?
There was two times. One was your middle name. The other one I can't remember exactly, but I nailed it. And there was no way for me to know that. And you were like,
right.
No. Like, you
I don't believe
it.
You. Well, no. See, here's the thing. You're not the only one who guessed my middle name on the first try. Bob also did it. I don't know what that means. I know that you would like to welcome Bob to the club. So, you know, I guess if that's the initiation process. Again, I don't believe either one of you. I think both of you looked it up. I don't know where it is out there, but I think both of you looked it up.
I did not. I kind of.
And also, this yodeling pickle is just for you.
heard that so much, way too many times in the last few days.
Do you think the yodeling pickle will lighten the mood at the U.S. Open?
No. Probably just get everyone more irritated.
I swear, when I get home and after I walk Penny, oh, Penny's not going to like the yodeling pickle.
She will
neither
not.
Is the cat. She's going to have a fit. But I'm going to have to record a video so you can all see it is, in fact, a pickle. I'm holding a yodeling pickle in my hand. It's not me yodeling, and it's certainly not producer Jay. Anyway, back to the PGA and the LIV. You hear it from Patrick Cantlay's side, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, who hates LIV. Wait, I can't do it in his accent, in his Irish accent. I hate LIV. Like, I really hate LIV.
Hate LIV.
Oh, hate LIV.
Like, I hate LIV.
I hate LIV. And actually, Rory told us that it's going to disappear. He thinks in the next year it's going to go away. Yeah, Dustin Johnson says, well, that's not what I've heard.
As far as I know, LIV will go into 2024. And, you know, they're doing the schedule now. So, as far as I know, that's the plan. So, but yeah, I can't answer it really any further than that. I mean, I've talked to the guys, but yeah, as far as I know, it's going, you know, 2024 is going to be, we'll have a full schedule just like we did this year.
That came from Yasser, that he told you that?
Yes.
All right, so Yasser is the PIF governor. PIF, that's what they call it, the personal investment fund of the Saudi prince. And Yasser is the governor in charge of the money. And essentially, he's holding the purse strings. And he's said multiple times now publicly that LIV will continue into 2024. So sorry, Rory McIlroy. It's like a twofer. It's a double whammy, if you will.
Hit LIV.
Hit LIV.
Like a hit LIV.
Like a hit LIV. That was actually pretty close. I'm not great at my accents. The only thing I can say is across the pond. That's pretty much it. One more from Dustin, because Dustin was in contention. I'm trying to remember which major it was, either PGA or the Masters. But the LIV guys are making some noise at the majors, right? At the Masters, we had Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson finish second, correct? And then Brooks ended up winning the PGA championship. Do I have this right? Why are you making faces at me? I feel like I sort of got it correct. Anyway, they're starting to be more competitive at majors in the second year of LIV. And Dustin, he doesn't know a whole lot about the merger, but he's ready to play in the U.S. Open.
I just hope, you know, we can get all the best players in the world playing at the same time at golf tournaments. You know, I think obviously it's a little split right now, but I still think it's good. I think, you know, PGA Tour has great events, LIV has great events, and, you know, to get everybody playing together, I think would be, you know, fun and exciting.
When Dustin Johnson says exciting, it sounds like the opposite.
Exciting.
I was right, though. It was Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson who were behind John Rahm at the Masters, so that is a LIV contingent right there. And then I'm looking at the PGA Championship, which Koepka won, and much to the chagrin, Bryson DeChambeau, he was tied for fourth. That was it. He had a big final day, final round, and he was tied for fourth. Where was Dustin Johnson? In one of those, he was making some noise. All right, Dustin, in other words, it's time for you to make some more noise. LIV, not going away. Nobody has any idea what the merger means. It's almost like a snapshot of 2022 with the U.S. Open when it was more cantankerous and but just as ambiguous. And it sparked, once the U.S. Open was done, sparked a bunch of guys leaving to LIV.
Hit LIV.
I'm going to keep practicing so that I can do my best Rory hates LIV imitation. And also, I'm going to offer him this yodeling pickle. It's for comic relief. What are you going to do? Rory definitely needs that in his life.
Like, I hit LIV.
I know, but you're going to make a lot more money. All right, coming up. What do we want to do coming up? Oh, actually, be kind of fun. Because Justin Jones, We've seen some good stuff on the defensive side of the ball. We did cue.
Well, whether it be upcoming life changes or ongoing events that may be causing you unhappiness, California Psychics is here to help you along the way and provide the joy of certainty through the insights of their psychic advisors. Since 1995, California Psychics has been the place where millions of satisfied customers have connected with some of the most experienced psychics worldwide, advisors who possess outstanding psychic abilities. Whether you want to unlock a mystery, clear a path, or just boost your inner power, their psychics are here to help you in matters of love, relationships, money, career, and all the things that matter to you. Talk for just $1 a minute. Your reading will be accurate and confidential with one of our vetted psychics. Find the answers today. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com to learn more. If it's not the best reading you've ever had, it's free. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com to connect with a California psychic advisor today. We've all got a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you just want a little extra insight. One place to get it, CaliforniaPsychics.com. Connect with that California psychic advisor today. One more time, CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
News, we've got some fun stuff for the defensive side. Like Justin Jones, who is ready to throw a party in the absence of Aaron Rodgers in the NFC North. And also, Green Bay Packers fans, you do not want to miss what he has to say about you. Seriously.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Winning against the Bears is always a little more special. There was other things involved. The all-time win total was cool. Another fourth quarter comeback.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Of course, that's the Packers version of Aaron Rodgers, the guy who flashes his belt and screams, "I bleeping own you! I've owned you your whole life!" to the fans in Chicago. Do you think we're going to miss that Aaron Rodgers, the NFC North Aaron Rodgers who's got established rivalries? It's not like he's going to do that in New England. I mean, it's the Jets versus New England. No, it's like Justin Verlander falling into the Subway Series. You can't all of a sudden pretend like it's some big rivalry for you. It's interesting. It's your first time. You didn't know there were going to be that many Yankees fans there. I mean, you're clueless. It's your first time. So when Aaron Rodgers lines up under center or shotgun for the New York Jets against the Patriots, there's no rivalry there. He's just going with the we because he's with the Jets, but he's not going to feel it the way he did in the NFC North. Some of the game's oldest rivalries in Packers, Bears, and Lions, Bears, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But Jets play the Bills week one of the season.
Also, he's not going to be into it. He'll be into it for himself and for his team to win. But he's not going to be immersed in that rivalry.
What if they get crushed somehow? Week one, all the pressure is put on the Jets. Rodgers, it become a little more of a rivalry then instantly? Or?
Well, it becomes a little more motivation to not be embarrassed the next time you play Buffalo. But I don't know that rivalry is applicable to Bills and Jets right now? Would you say rivalry is applicable to Bills and Jets?
Not at the current moment. No. I don't think Jets
maybe
have a rivalry
in September.
With anybody.
I mean, I'd say Jets and Patriots is a rivalry. Yeah, the Patriots have had the best of them, but come on, there are a few times when the Jets have either knocked them out of the top seed. Remember, that's happened a couple of times. I would say the teams in the AFC East have a nice, healthy friction, right? So Bills, Patriots, that's a good one right now. A little lopsided, but the Bills were the ugly redheaded stepchild of the AFC East for years. And so this is their chance to get back at New England after all the poundings and the misery. And definitely Patriots and Jets.
We know what the Dolphins have done to the Patriots over the years.
So I would say the AFC East has already got a thing going on, and Aaron Rodgers is not part of it. He's an outsider. Of course, he'll pretend like it, but he's not going to run into Orchard Park and yell, "I own you. I believe in OG your whole life. Actually, Count Justin Jones of the Chicago Bears, he's a defensive lineman, among those who will miss Aaron Rodgers, believe it or not.
I wish he played one more year with Green Bay, honestly. we went up there and we played a pretty good game, you know, but they got away from us at the end, obviously, and they won, but their fans are really So, I wanted to go back up there and I wanted to play him and I wanted to beat them and I wanted him to be there so you can see it. But the fact that he's gone now, you know, I mean, it's cool. I guess it's better for him not to be here, you know. I'm ready to take it over. I mean, it's a good time to be a Bears fan. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I like it. He reminds me a little bit of Jimmy Butler. A little bit of moxie there. A little bit of something for the Green Bay Packers fans. Okay, but just for clarification, if you wouldn't mind, I know it's early in the morning and maybe you're still sleepy, but could you just tell us specifically why the Packers fans are bleepy?
Just the way that they're just freaking obnoxious, just yelling and all that other stuff about things that don't even matter. Like, we're not even running a play, and you guys are talking about, oh, yeah, go Green. Like, what are we even talking about? Yeah, it hasn't even started yet. Like, what are we even talking about here? Like, you know, y'all... Half of them don't even know football. It's so weird to me. But I'm just ready to go back out there and play. And I want to go out there and I want to beat the hell out of them, you know, on their field. And I want to hear the boos then. You know, that's what I look forward to.
I'm thinking that might be more Hall of Fame material. So we've got Davey Martinez and Justin Jones. If you right now were having to vote for a Hall of Flame, where would you go? Would you go with Davey Martinez? Fix it. Brutal. Or would you go with Justin Jones, who's got a message for the Packers fans who really don't know football at all? I'm just asking.
I might have to go Davey.
Really?
He's so angry. And he brings a photo to the post-game press conference to demonstrate his point. I mean, I've never seen that done before. I got to give him points of originality.
Where did he get that so quickly?
Exactly. I don't know.
I bet there's a printer in the office, and he probably lit into somebody on his staff. I mean, it was just displaced aggression or misplaced aggression. Brutal. Go get me a photo right now. Blow it up, print it out, and bring it to me immediately, if not sooner. But come on. I think I might go Justin Jones, actually, because, you know, the Packers fans are bleepy.
Just the way that they're just freaking obnoxious, just yelling and all that other stuff about things that don't even matter. Like, we're not even running a play, and you guys are talking about, oh, yeah, go Green. Like, what are we even talking about? Yeah, it hasn't even started yet. Like, what are we even talking about here? Like, you know, y'all... Half of them don't even know football. It's so weird to me. But I'm just ready to go back out there and play. You know, I want to go out there and I want to beat the hell out of them, you know, on their field. And I want to hear the boos then. You know, that's what I look forward to.
I'm looking forward to that as well, actually. Will the Bears finally get back at Aaron Rodgers and the Packers fans? I guess not really Rodgers anymore. He's conveniently removed from the situation. However, that's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
It's just not going to happen, man.
All right, I guess it would be tonight now, Thursday night, into Friday morning. Of course, we will celebrate the fact that it's almost the weekend. We didn't have a chance to get to it, but I really like the message of Lavonte David to one of his teammates this week. Football is supposed to be taking the next 6 weeks off. What are the chances it actually happens? Speaking of taking time off, I love all your vacation destinations. That's our question on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Yeah, pretty excited. Lisa says she's planning on traveling to watch the Guardians in Florida in the summer. I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to say it's not my vacation. I'm not going to say a word. More of the Florida as the destination. Elton says leaving for Destin on Saturday, then an Alaska cruise in August with a bunch of friends. That's cool. I did Alaska in July, going back, maybe 15 years ago. It was amazing. Jess says Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. Bill, a lake house near Portland, Maine. Love that. Roland, planning on a visit to Rhode Island, catch Patriots practice, and drive to Newport Beach and have some awesome seafood. Let's see. Mark says Cape Cod to visit mom and hopefully New York to visit the in-laws. Another Mike, we're heading to Moab, Utah in 3 weeks. Another Lisa, Hershey Chocolate World, the Train Museums, Crayola Experience, and Sesame Place. It's an epic kids' vacation. Can't wait. Oh, absolutely. I've done that. I went to school right near there. And then Jeff says a lot of time on the Oregon coast. Love it. Not summer yet, though. Return tonight for more of this fantastic show. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!